We can build a network of nonprofits. We can engage in a program of reparation for those who were disadvantaged by slavery. What does it mean to fulfill one's dreams? Is it just one dream, or is it a dream that encompasses all the others? Should it be part of the dream formation agenda that we go back to all past disappointments and turn them right? Back to Alexandria Township in South Africa. Who will help us translate our message to other languages? How can we absorb their help and make it fruitful?
The red light means the button goes on, and we're recording. All right, so here you are, speaking to the world.
Are people ever apprehensive about going on tape? I'm just a little worried if we're... I'm not sure I'd be a little bit careful of what I'd say.
He looks away, turning to his business partner. Like Steve Ballmer on the screen when he was asked about open code. His eyes started darting to the side.
So how do most people react to you? Do you often record conversations?
Two questions. How do people react? Well, what they're reacting to is the idea of seeing their face on a screen,
right,
of having their voices heard by an audience. They're reacting to the pressure of audience. It's a different space. You act for yourself in your own world, self-consciously, unself-consciously. Do you act in a world with audience consciously or unself-consciously? And how do those changes affect your message? Most people aren't used to acting for an audience, and they get nervous that maybe their message isn't true or isn't pure, or somehow they'll make fools of themselves.
Do you think it's also the idea of making your message irrevocable? So when I speak to you, you weren't taking notes, I can say, okay, a week from now I say this. You say this and this, and I have a chance to explain, or I have a chance to say, well, maybe we communicated, as opposed to this now, where it's on record, forever and ever, with your own voice, more so even than writing, that can't take it away. So not only is an audience listening to it, but you have no control over their reaction. So if I'm speaking to you right now, see if you nod or if you're confused, I can fix my words. But this is just out there, and you have...
Connect the database my past expression represents with my current state of mind. My current state of mind. My combination of memory, of perception, plus my integrator, processing what is currently coming in. If you are to study mind with me, you must be willing to go into mine. I must open mine to you. Learn to love it. Make it what I do. Just do it. The eye, the smiling face, giggling with delight and mischief. Steve Breyer's smile, his giggle. I wish I had that on tape. Perhaps Michael could provide it. We are our current state of mind. That is our present existence. Our current state of mind exists as an integrated mixture of our present sensory perception of the world and our accumulated memory. Mind is integrator. 0 = 1. I for impossible. Time past, time present, put together, made one. The process of coming to conclusion in a trial mirrors in institutional process, as best the state can, the process by which we personally populate our state of mind with our beliefs. First stop of the senses to the amygdala, our most primitive integrator, precursor to cognition, ability to go from one state of mind to another. Is that mind one state to another and remember where we've been? Without memory, there is only the one we are always in. But in fact, we integrate into the one before us, where we have been, where we have learned to express ourselves. Present and past, put together, connection between the two.